for weeks and months, we've been preparing for that event, which will be the culmination of all of the activities that we have been implementing to select and elect those who fly the party's flag in the next general election. And so the presidential convention, which is scheduled to begin on Sunday through Monday, at which the presidential candidate of our party will be elected by delegates to that convention.
Barrister Felix, some people are saying that your party, the APC, appears to show its financial muscle with the exorbitant presidential nomination fees. Your response to that?
Peter, I mean, this is very expensive business. For example, today, we're moving committee members who are conducting these primaries, who are supervising and ensuring that the activity goes well and is conducted in accordance with the Electoral Act and the Constitution of the country. We're moving them around today, flying them from one place to the other, and also making arrangements for them to leave and stay in hotels in order to do their assignments. I mean, it costs money. The election itself costs money. There's a lot of issues around security that the party pays for. And, Peter, I think in our last conversation, I did explain that some of this money that is that was received as, fees, funds, which has generated a lot of interest, in the public space, is also given back to the candidates to support them during their election.
So, Barrister, how confident are you that the candidate that is elected to represent your party will maintain power come 2023 in the general election?
We are very confident, Peter. The current government under President Muhammadu Buhari, the APC-led government, has done an incredible amount of work to create and build a legacy that I think, we believe the electorate will support with their vote, at the next election.
But what do you say to critics who say that the party and its presidential candidates and its leadership have failed to resolve the myriad of challenges Nigerians face, including, they said, the worsening security situation in the country, because this is not how it used to be, and that kidnapping is on the rise, insecurity is on the rise, people can't afford 3 square meals a day, among other issues? How do you respond to them?
There's no question. I mean, as a citizen of Nigeria, I am very concerned about the level of insecurity in the country. That is for sure. The government itself is very mindful of that, but are working hard, using all of the instruments and resources at its disposal to combat insecurity, whether it's at the level of kidnapping or banditry or terror. The government is working hard. Peter, there was a time when, the headlines around insecurity was about the lack of resources, lack of, meaningful allocation of resources to all of our security platforms. There was a time when it was that, even soldiers and other security, forces don't get paid, their entitlement or are abandoned in the field without, proper material and proper cover. Now, I am sure you will agree that those headlines are no longer there. They have disappeared. So the question right now is not whether this government is putting its resources where its mouth is, or actually doing its best to mobilize, support for its armed forces. The issue now is about the tactics of evil, the strategy that these armed groups and bandits have evolved. As you know, this is asymmetric warfare. It's not your conventional warfare. But I think what matters, the headline should be what the government is doing. And my case here is that the government is doing a whole lot to bring this in. And quite frankly, a time was when some of us could not go to Abuja and actually walk the streets, under the watch of the former government of the People's Democratic Party. Bombs were going off every day in the federal capital territory. But today, we haven't had that. I mean, not to say, I'm not in the business of, trying to suggest that everything is fine. It's not. And which is why I acknowledge that things are not, where it should be. But to suggest that, the government is not, on top of this situation, I think is also not fair, because they are.